Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Can you guys come closer? Everyone, please. Gather, gather. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you all. Quds Day is an international day that began with Ruhollah Khomeini in 1979 in Iran. What started out as a national protest against the oppression that has been targeted to the Palestinians has now become an international movement. Worldwide today, on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, there are rallies similar to this one taking place. I congratulate you all on being here today to be a part of this beautiful movement. Can you give yourselves a round of applause? Since the tragic year of 1948, more than 17 million people have been left homeless, more than 1 million have died, and more than 107,000 people have been imprisoned. 67,000 of those are children alone. Now we need to think about this. Imagine you are in the Commonwealth Stadium, standing in the center field of Commonwealth Stadium. It's a full house. Imagine looking up and seeing all the seats captivated, sitting by children. Now, these are the children of Palestine, except they're not in the Commonwealth Stadium, they're in prison. I read in a solidarity group a few years ago a statement that really resonated with me. You don't need to be Palestinian to understand and identify with the Palestinian plight for justice. You need to be human. Time and time again, with the face of atrocities, we, the human species, are reminded that our survival on this planet is directly impacted by the survival of our human counterparts. We've gathered here today to say enough is enough. And we are gathered here today to transcend all borders political. We will give of our time, of our words, and most importantly, of our hearts.